You also talked about some mites. We had some mite issues here at the end.
Similar to last year, we saw mites flare up in a lot of trees, and this happens to do probably quite a bit with the heat as well as the water stress associated with heat that has occurred in the late summer. But some work by David Haviland has shown that a lot of times these late season mite flare-ups, one, they could be tied to pyrethroid usage within the field, but the second is making abamectin applications too early in the season. So by applying this miticide as a preventative material back in late April, early May, what we actually do is remove all the food source for the beneficials, and therefore the beneficials cannot establish, and then that leads to no predators in the field, and the mites have free reign once the conditions turn hot.
So you knocked out the natural defenses.
Yeah, you essentially provided no food for the beneficials, and if there's no food, they're not going to come and hang out.
And you guys have, with a bunch of different research, have shown that, you know, those natural defenses can handle a lot of mite pressure.
That's correct. And, you know, there's presence-absence sampling that should be utilized if someone's wanting to consider the use of, you know, reduce the use of miticides and utilize beneficials. But we've been able to successfully manage orchards in Kern County with this beneficial insects and proper selection of miticides with a single miticide application. So it's possible. And to hear that people are struggling, especially in the north part of the San Joaquin Valley, it suggests that, you know, most likely these applications are being made at the improper time.